But my watch says it's 4:30, so I think we will start this meeting. Welcome to this Special Resources Scrutiny Committee meeting to consider the matter of whether there should be any changes to community governance arrangements in the parish of Swinnerton. My name is Gareth Jones. I chair the Resources Scrutiny Committee. The meeting is being recorded by the Borough Council, and copies of the recording will be made available sometime after this meeting, not tonight. You will see that there is the press desk is occupied, and I believe that the press are also recording. Thank you. So it is just the Borough Council recording that is being undertaken. To commence the proceedings, I will pass over to. Oh, sorry. Can we have the apologies for non-attendance of the committee, please?
Certainly. I've got apologies from Councillors Dodson, Perkins and from Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you. So there's no other members present in terms of substitutes?
No substitutes here.
We missed the time slot, sir.
Okay. I'll pass out over to Mrs. Jane Peat now, who's the electoral officer, to go through the process that has been followed and the background to the report and the process that we will follow in respect of the report.
Okay, good afternoon. Mr. Chairman, the report presented to committee this evening is as it stands. There's no amendments and no additions. We need the committee to consider the application petition that was made. I draw the committee's attention to 5.7, which sets out the procedure that we will need to follow this evening when making the decision made before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. What my intention now is to ask the ward member and the county councillor to address the committee. I know Roy James is a member of the committee, but I think it is right as a ward member that he has an opportunity to address the committee. So would you like to address the committee in relation to the report, Roy?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having read all the comments from the report, I believe that governance review is needed, and I think that there are two options open to us for discussion. The first option is to separate the current ward of Yarnfield and create its own parish council, but in doing so it needs to be warded itself to include the ward of Cogmeese, such that representation is spread across that ward. The second option would be to leave as is the Swinnerton Parish Council, but to realign the number of councillors to accurately reflect the electoral numbers in each of the four wards. And those are the two options I think are open to us.
Thank you. Councillor Brown Price, do you want to come to the table and address the committee?
Some years ago, a similar request was put forward. Councillor Highfield talked it down. Before he died, Councillor Highfield said to me, "Biggest mistake I made on council was refusing Yarnfield its own parish council." And so when they had a problem at Yarnfield, I got them the information, and the result is this application from them. I would support a new ward called a new parish council, called Yarnfield, with the small group of houses at Colmes included in as a separate ward.
Included in the separate ward?
As a separate ward. So you'd have Yarnfield split between Yarnfield
and Colmes.
There's about 150 houses at Colmes. Okay. There's a lot more at Yarnfield.
Thank you.
Can I stop?
Yeah. Do you want to stop?
Well, I said my part, more or less what I wanted to say.
Okay. Can you withdraw from the table then?
Certainly, sir.
And I'll ask Councillor Jeremy Pert to address the meeting and address the committee.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the collaborative nature of being able to talk and address the committee as the county councillor for the area, and not as the cabinet member on the borough council, I hasten to add. As a county council, I made the following submission into this consultation and raised 4 points, which was, first of all, and this was really in terms of trying to help take the emotion out of the situation and try and provide a framework around it. And the first thing I thought was important was, first of all, is there sufficient residence to make either outcome financially viable? Whether it is as a standalone parish council and the residual parish council, or maintaining the current boundaries. Second of all, I made the point about the extra cost to the individual taxpayers of having potentially two areas, because there is a requirement to submit accounts, there's a requirement to have a parish clerk, and was there going to be sufficient financial resource to be able to do that? Thirdly, the point I made was about whether there were sufficient people coming across and volunteering to be part of that parish council, because there's no point in having a parish council if you have no ability to be able to deliver any of the aspirations of that area. And finally, I made the point about, was there also sufficient work? Now, I think on the basis that there has been two requests and two referenda in the past 10 years, the voice of the people is clear, and there is a clear desire to deliver this. However, I think I think the communities within Swinnerton Parish are very diverse. Trentham particularly, and Northwood and that sort of area, is looking north into Newcastle and Stoke-on-Trent, Tittenser to a lesser extent. But Yarnfield, you know, is an area which has taken significant development as a key service village. And, you know, they have completely different issues, and they have completely different priorities, and not surprisingly, they're completely different communities. I think the point about underrepresentation is a complete red herring, because that could be resolved by just adding an extra parish councillor or removing a parish councillor. So I would suggest to committee, with the greatest respect, that that's a bit of a red herring. This is really about where is the aspirations of the community and where they're going forward. I share Councillor Price's concern that the critical issue for me is about Coldmeath and ensuring that the voice of Coldmeath is maintained and is well represented in whatever outcome this committee chooses. At that point, I'm happy to rest.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Right. As Mrs Pete said, the report has been out for some time, has happened to consider it. I now invite councillors either to seek clarification or to make any comments. So, Councillor Hart?
Not at this stage, Chairman. I'll comment later.
Councillor Roycroft?
You, Colby's, want a parish council of their own?
No, I think the suggestions that have been made is that you would have Yarnfield Parish, but it would be warded, so you'd have Yarnfield as one ward, Colmeath is another, but they would be part of the same parish council.
They'd have the same parish council.
Blythe would be, you've got
Blythe,
Withrow. Yes. Yeah.
So I
think the suggestion on the table is Colmeath would be a ward, then Yarnfield would be a ward.
A separate ward
within
Yarnfield. Within the parish council of Yarnfield.
Councillor Davis?
I think there should be the same Colmeath and Yarnfield.
You've nothing to add to what you already said?
What I said is
stand. Okay. Councillor Hodge?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Yarnfield is my immediate neighbour, and over the past couple of years I've had a lot to do with Yarnfield. If you look at Yarnfield, they're almost independent in their own right, which I know isn't what they're actually looking for. But they've got a village green, a school, a pub, post office, which not many places can boast of now. They've got a bus service. And if you look at the HS2 map, you'll see they've got a church, but they haven't. Most parishes are very small, with small things happening, but with a lot of community involvement. Yarnfield is growing, it's spreading, developers are there, the population is increasing. And the unique thing about them, compared to other parishes, is that they have something huge happening there, and that's the railhead. And that's brought, the threat of the railhead, that's brought the community together. And as I say, I've had a lot to do with them over the past couple of years. And it's almost one voice. They want to become their own parish. And I absolutely wholeheartedly support that, and I hope that this committee will as well. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Draper.
I think what's clear is that there have obviously been some issues on Swinnerton Parish Council which have gone over a number of years, which have been left unresolved. I think the nature of some of the comments, there's obviously a majority who support the move, which is borne out in the numbers, but some of the comments I think suggest that there's going to be a lot of work both for Swinnerton Parish Council and Yarnfield, if it's a parish council or a new ward, to do to convince people, well, all of the people, not just those who are involved, that it's a worthwhile move and that there's going to be some benefit. As to whether it's a ward with better representation on Swinnerton Parish Council or a Yarnfield Parish Council on its own, I think for me, what would sway me is the numbers that would be put on to Yarnfield, because I think earlier in the report it refers to Yarnfield currently having around 4 councillors on Swinnerton, is that correct? Well, I'd like to know what our proposals are for electoral equality across all of the wards, because if it's going to stay as 4, 5 or 6, I think that would have material consideration on my decision not to support.
Chairman, it's part of the committee's consideration statement to look at the number of councillors anyway.
Yeah.
So depending on what your decision is, you can look at the remaining Swinnerton Parish and decide the number of councillors as well.
Yeah.
It all depends on what you decide to do.
Yeah, well, I think I'd like to hear more before I nail my colour to one mass or the other, because I think the electoral equality for me is important.
Okay. We're fairly close, having gone round the table, but Councillor Roper, if you wanted to say further.
Is there a parish councillor from Coleley's on the Yarnfield Parish Council at the moment?
There isn't a Yarnfield Parish Council
on
the moment.
On the Swinnerton one. Is there a parish councillor from Coleley's? There isn't. Now, my thoughts are that 80% haven't responded to this government's consultation. There's been 11% response from the whole of the Swinnerton ward. And on these figures, I can see no reason for change. Only if an extra parish councillor is needed for Yarnfield. But on the figures and the response, I mean, it's very little.
Yeah. My understanding is, Councillor, that although the figures are relatively low, a response for this sort of thing is quite high, and that you should not look at it as being a low response. And I think that's the advice that Mrs Peake would give us, yes?
It's not a ballot, Mr Chairman, and we felt it was a very good response to a consultation, actually.
Right.
So we weren't looking at it statistically as we would elections and turnouts.
I'll just say then, if we let this one happen, Blythe Ridge has a similar amount of electorate. Mere Heath has, Fulford has. So are we going to divide every parish council in the borough?
Well, I think they'd have to ask for it, because that's...
Well, that's right.
I'll tell you,
there's a democratic...
Happens,
there's a democratic...
Is it going to be like the guards?
Well,
yeah. There's a democratic process that can be followed.
Well, the same is true with the neighbourhood plans. Some have started, and there's a knock-on effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I can see no reason for change whatsoever.
This comes from a groundswell which needs to be examined and responded to. We're here this afternoon to consider this particular issue. It doesn't preclude any other issues coming, although it says only Yarnfield that has come.
We receive a valid petition.
Exactly. Councillor Hart.
It just seems to me that there's just one issue that seems to have triggered this into being again. And you can't run a parish council on one issue. It's very difficult to get parish councillors, as you might well imagine, from small neighbourhoods. You know, I've been involved with it for the last 25 years with parish councils, and now we've got probably the largest in my ward number of parish councils. And everybody's got issues, but you work together as a body. You know, you don't fragment things. You get heard more as bigger parish councils get heard better than a small parish council. And as a body, you've got to go along with that. There are other people in that parish on both sides. And the issues, you know, they're very similar. They're not, you know, they're all working for the one aim. And I don't know why people can't work together. You know, to me, you're just fragmenting something and causing an issue which isn't there.
Okay.
And I think you're going to have great difficulties in getting parish councils, stay on parish council. You think you've got sort of powers that are not available to you. And
okay.
I think you've got to be very careful where you go with this one.
Councillor Hood?
Yeah, Councillor Hart, you're referring to one issue. I said I've attended quite a few of these parish council meetings. There isn't just one issue. There's a whole list of issues. And I was quite overwhelmed by the enthusiasm of the people in Yarnfield who are happy to talk about all sorts of issues and actually bring them into the council meetings. And Yarnfield have realised that they have a huge community, a huge group of volunteers who are all working together, not just for one issue. There's the Village Green, for instance, which has been debated over and over again, which many, many of the residents have talked about. It's not just one issue, it's a variety, and it's very warming to watch them all working together.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to...
Hold on. Round.
I just wanted to ask Jane a couple of questions. I'm on the council's election results for 2015. Now, I remember roughly there were a lot of parish councils who were returned uncontested.
Yeah.
Now, I've got results for Eccleshall, Great Haywood, Little Haywood, St Michael's, Stonefield and Walton. Swinnerton didn't have contested elections at the last election?
If it's not listed there, then no.
Okay. Could I push you for remembering 2011? Did they have contested elections then?
Uncontested.
Yeah.
Thank you. The other question I wanted to ask, later in the report in the financial implications, it says that the council has to pay £5,000 for this process.
It's to cover for postage, producing the documents, writing out on the consultations.
Is that set out in legislation that we're responsible for paying it?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You wanted to come back?
Yeah. There's always, Councillor Hood mentioned about it isn't just one issue. You know, all parish councils have issues. I don't know one parish council that doesn't have an issue. There's always a strong issue at one particular time. That goes away and you won't see anybody for dust. It'll be the parish council sitting there at a parish council meeting. That's all there will be. There won't be the. You may nod your head. This isn't Stone. This is all parish councils. You go to one in Stone. You know, this happens all the way along. In every parish council, if there's an issue, everybody will go to. As soon as that issue goes away, you don't see one for months or years. And, you know, it's a big thing that you're doing, and you're splitting up something that's worked well over many, many years. And if you can't, you've got representation from each part of the parish, and you could all have your say just the same. And it's far better as one big parish council than small ones. I've even been on Fulford and Blythe Bridge for 8 years. So that is a big parish council. It's very political as well. But everybody should work together. It's no good this way and that way.
Okay.
Could I reply to that, Chairman?
Yeah.
I will say, Councillor Hart, that every parish meeting that I've been to, politics has not been mentioned. I'm most sincere in saying that. And I can't tell you the politics of any of those people except Councillor Jones, because I know him on the borough, and Councillor Pert. No one has discussed politics in any of those meetings. So that's not true. It's not political. It's a new young community. They're up and coming. They're very excited about their own parish council. It's spreading. There are young families. They're interested in being involved. You know, yeah. And they've said they want to do it.
You've made. I think we know where you're coming from. So I don't.
Further on that, because
Are there any other new points that anybody wants to make around the table? Because we are part of a pro. Sorry, Rowan.
Oh, well, I was just going to say we've talked about the potential ramifications of politics with a big P and a small P on parish councils, but should we talk about electoral equality? Like, what are the numbers? How many parish councillors? I mean, is it
well, that is part of the process.
That's
that
part of the decision.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that part of our decision making process now? And if it is,
yes.
Can we do that?
Yes, I think
to do the first bit first.
We need to go through the structured way.
Okay.
If you go to paragraph 5.7,
yeah.
You'll see the structure that we're required to follow.
Well, I was going to say, as it wasn't numbered, I wasn't sure whether we could just
not normally
discuss.
Really,
we need to do it in logical order. And I think it's right to remind you that we are part of a process that doesn't complete today, but it goes. There will be further consultation as a result of this. There will be another meeting of this committee, and then it will be presented to the council meeting in November.
So
okay.
At no stage is there a referendum of?
No. We follow the process as that set out in paragraph.
The decisions will be done. You will write out to all the consultees again, to everybody. You will give them a period of time to respond, and then we will bring those responses back to resources on the 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
The committee will consider it,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll make your final recommendations,
mm-hmm.
which will then go to full council on the 20th of November.
Okay.
And
so
the decision will be made at full council.
Okay. So in relation to five,
could I just ask, will there be representations for for and against the council? Will members of the public be invited to?
No, not at all.
Even if they submitted a question beforehand?
That's what the consultation is for, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. We'll do it by the consultation, is what Mr. Taylor's saying.
So turning to, if you've got
sure.
five. Yeah?
I say about doxing. It took years for us to get that parish council, and we've got 9 councillors on it, and it's doing well. We're taking over the play park and other things.
But you were uncontested as well, weren't you, as a council?
I'm a parish councillor, I've always been one.
No, not you personally, but Doxy didn't have any elections last time. Everybody who signed up got elected.
Please, okay, well, let's move on, please. We'll go to paragraph 5.7, and we'll consider the first point, which is whether a new parish or any new parishes should be constituted. Those in favour of a new parish be constituted, please indicate.
A new parish council or a new parish?
No, a new parish. Those in favour of a new parish being constituted, indicate in favour.
So, Mr. Chairman, to clarify that the committee don't want a Yarnfield parish to be created.
That's correct.
Sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the question is quite clear. As it said out there, should a new parish of Yarnfield be created? So are you saying yes? So there are four, those against?
Two.
So the meeting, the committee is agreeing that a new parish of Yarnfield should be created. The next question is, which falls out of A, is whether the existing parish of Swinnerton, with its considerable elements, should be abolished or its area altered.
Can I draw the committee's attention to the recommendation of the head of law and admin at paragraph 5.11? We recommend that Yarnfield is separated. His recommendation to you is that Yarnfield is created as a new parish, but the existing Swinnerton remains a Swinnerton parish.
Yeah. Those in agreement with that proposal? For? I'm not voting. So now we go to the name of any new parish and whether the name of the existing parish should be changed. So is there the proposal would be that there is a new parish of Yarnfield created and that the residual parish would be would retain the name of Swinnerton.
Yeah.
That is the proposal. Is those in agreement to that?
Can I
go on, James?
I would like it to be Yarnfield and Coldneys.
Okay, is that seconded as a proposal?
That will then cement the relationship between Coldneys and Yarnfield.
Good, thank you. So the proposal is that a new parish of Yarnfield with Coldneys should Yarnfield be created and the residual parish should be described as Swinnerton.
Yeah.
Is that agreed?
Chair, before we take a vote on that, I just want to remind myself of the responses to the names
page
in
11,
the previous
page
what's it?
11.
So Yarnfield and Coldneys Parish Council has been opposed. Presumably that was a write-in rather than
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what you said.
Yarnfield and Coldneys Parish Council has been an option which one person has gone for. I'm assuming that was written in rather than all the boxes of...
Yes, that's part of the consultation.
Okay. So, and 12. It looks to me that overwhelmingly we have support for Yarnfield Parish Council. Now, I take the point from Councillor James. Can I just ask whether the decision we make today, can that be altered later with regards to the consultation?
What the committee decides today,
okay,
the name of the parish council.
Because I obviously I don't live in Yarnfield or Coldneys, but I'm seeing 118 people who've said Yarnfield Parish Council. Not to dismiss those people in Coldneys.
So
that's
a committee decision, Rowan. So the proposal is that the new parish will be described as Yarnfield and Coldneys.
With Coldneys.
Or and Coldneys or with Coldneys? And Coldneys. So the proposal, those in favour of that proposal, please indicate.
Five.
Those against? One against. Okay. Having it set up the parish of Yarnfield and Coldneys, is it your wish that should have a parish council?
Yes.
Those in favour, please indicate. Yeah, okay, that's carried. And then, as far as E is concerned, would you like to amplify E, Jane, please?
Yes, you've actually, we also needed to consider the number of councillors. We can do the ward first, but we also need to consider how many councillors you want to represent your Yarnfield and Colneys Parish Council. Or do you want to take the warding issue first and then look at the numbers after chair?
So is E to do with the number of wards that there will be in the new parish?
The electoral arrangements would include the ward chair, yes.
Right, so what are the proposed electoral arrangements?
Whatever the committee decides. So if the committee are considering warding Yarnfield, it may be best to take that first and then look at the number of councillors to represent
okay.
the ward.
So the proposal would be, I think, Roy, that there would be a Colmeath ward within the Yarnfield parish and effectively there would be two wards.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the proposal. Is the committee happy with that proposal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there is a range of, in terms of size of councils, that if you look at, there's a table on page 6, which is 5.12, which indicates various sizes, and if you go on to question 3, in terms of the number of number of councillors, and it seems to revolve around the 5 to 7 mark, and there is an issue then about being able to allocate all the duties within a parish to be able to undertake all the other duties, etc. And for it to be workable. So have you a view, Councillor James, as to what that should be?
My suggestion would be 2 + 5.
Two from Colmeath and 5.
And 5 from Young.
So your proposal would be 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a counter proposal? Is there a seconder to that? Thank you. Can I put that to the vote then, that there would be a suggestion that there will be 5 on the parish council, that there will be 7 on the parish council, 5 representing Yarnfield and 2 representing Colmeath. Is that carried?
Yeah.
Thank you. So that we have now got to a situation where we've answered questions on 5.7. Is there anything else procedurally that we should need to do tonight?
Yes. Mr. Chair, we now need to consider if the committee wants to make any changes to the remaining part of Swinnerton Parish. So again, we can look, are you happy with the current wards? Do you want to change the number of councillors?
Change the number of councillors?
Yes, you can consider that today as well. Again, it's electoral arrangements.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do we assume that the number of Yarnfield councillors comes immediately off Swinnerton, that we're looking at the balance of the Swinnerton ward
no.
as having no.
No, these arrangements don't come into effect until the 1st of April next year.
Right.
So the new parish council for Swinnerton would again come into effect on that day. So depending on what you determine today, the number of councillors, that's what we would elect on the 2nd of May, the elections.
Right. Have you a proposal?
Would remain on Swinnerton Parish.
Right. Have you a view, Councillor James, as to what the answer to that would be?
I think if you look at the rest of the parish, 3 + 3, going from the north to the south, 3 + 3 + 2.
8.
Yeah, we really need an odd number then.
Yeah.
So in that case, it's
9.
The top
9.
One. Top one. Sorry.
No. You don't need 9, do you?
No, I don't want 9.
No, I think 7
is 7.
7
is
7.
Seven
would be
so
seven
it's 3 + 2 + 2,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, you're not happy with that?
No, I just need clarification.
Which
on
one?
The
from the north.
So Swinnerton would have 3.
No, 2.
Trenton would have 3.
Trenton 3.
Trenton 3.
Yeah.
And Tinsley 3. Yeah. Just to clear.
Yeah. So the proposal would be that there would be seven with a split, Trentham, Tittenser and Swinnerton. 3-2-2. Okay. Is the committee happy? Sorry, Rowan, you wanted to say?
Just a counter proposal. Looking at the detail on 513, it looks, based on the electorate as of July, at least to my maths, and I'm happy to be corrected based on electoral equality and community issues, but it looks to me like Trentham should have three, and Swinnerton and Tittenser should have two each. To make you seven.
That's what's being proposed. No, that is what's being proposed. Okay, so that is carried, is it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that we're now in a situation where we've gone through each of the points in 5.7, so we're now in a position to write to the
consultees
announcing the outcome of this deliberation. And to expect further comments back
That's true.
Consideration at our meeting on October the 8th.
We will. We'll write out to all the consultees and we'll set out your recommendations today. And it's then out for consultation for their comments. It won't be the same, it won't be the questionnaire. It will be literally just to write into us or email us any comments that they want to make on the recommendations.
I should have said November the 8th, not October the 8th. Thank you. Okay. So, an interesting process. Thanks very much for your input. I think that we have, I can now close the meeting us having achieved the objective that we were set. Thank you very much for your attendance.